Glory to God. This is the night the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And God is good all the time. You know, praise and worship is essential. Because without praise and worship, we don't get the anointing. Amen. And it gives you the opportunity to sow in the Spirit. There's something else that happens. As you praise and worship, there's a portal that opens. And that portal gives you access. Without the praise and worship, sometimes things are blocked. But there's a portal that opens for me and you through praise and worship. But you got to be consistent in it. Yeah. And there are things that will distract you from crossing over. And right now, God is trying to bring us to that place where we're crossing over. There are what we call portals of life. Amen? And in a portal of life, God establishes portals for transportation, for communication. He establishes portals from the reality, the true reality realm, into the temporary reality realm. Why? He's trying to get things to us. Amen? Think about this for a second. I want to talk more about this. But Jesus, the holder of all things and the key of all portals, he holds everything in his hands. He has the last say of everything. Amen? Jesus became, the Word became flesh. Amen? But how did he come? He came through a portal. That portal was of a womb. It was a portal of life. Amen? So the enemy's trying to destroy. That's why he wants abortion. That's why he tries to kill the seed. That's try all kinds of things. Because he doesn't want, God is trying to send children, his servants, to be raised up. He's trying to send his creation, but they must come through a portal. Now, go to Genesis 3 for a second and verse 9. Now, we know that, Eve did not eat an apple from the tree. Hello? Okay? Let's just settle this right now. Eve did not eat an apple. That tree was not producing fruit. Oh, let's just eat from the tree of the serpent, the knowledge of good and evil. Trees were a representation of spirits. They're symbolic. We must learn the language of God. Amen? And God spoke in parables. He spoke in many languages to bring image. That's why he spoke. A parable brings a vision. And Moses took what God gave him when he was with him for 40 days and 40 nights and wrote the first 5 books of the Bible. For him it was, he didn't eat or drink or anything. For him it was 5 minutes. He went, saw God. God told him to do this, and he saw all kinds of stuff. Whoa, this is wild, crazy, man, and left. He thought it was 15 minutes later. Because, see, in God's, in his presence, there's no time. you can have a dream, and that dream can seem like forever. And you wake up and you go, oh, it was a dream. Because that's a whole other reality. Amen. So, Eve was seduced by the serpent and produced offsprings. Amen? Now, Eve was born right. She was right. She was created righteous. But the serpent seed produced an evil. So, there was an evil seed and a righteous seed. Amen? And we know that the evil seed killed the righteous seed. All right. So, in verse 9... it says, then the Lord called to Adam, and said to him, "Where are you?" Like he didn't know where he was. And Adam said, "I heard your voice in the garden. I was a what? Afraid." He never knew what fear was. "Because I was naked and I hid myself." And the Lord said to him, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you?" In other words, have you partaken? The word eaten means partake, fellowship, indulge. "That I told you not to." And the man said, "The woman whom you gave me, she gave me, she enticed me, she encouraged me to partake with the serpent." The Lord said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And a woman said, "The serpent deceived me." Of course, you know, blame, blame, blame. Nobody taking responsibility. "And I partook." So the Lord said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put hatred or enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed." In other words, the seed of wickedness and the seed of righteousness. "And he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." And to the woman he says, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception." Why would he bring that? Why? Because she was pregnant. She was going to have two children. "In pain you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." And to Adam he said, "What the heck did you do, Adam? Who told you that? Because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten or partake from the tree of which I commanded you not to, the curse is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. And you shall eat the herb of the fields. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you are taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was, it says, the mother of all living, but she was the womb of all living. Does everybody understand it? Why? She was the portal to bring life into this realm now. She was the womb because she was the woman. Woman. Amen? Womb. "And also for Adam and his wife, the Lord made tunics of skin and clothed them." Again, the mother of all living was Eve. She was created with a womb. God, you know, we don't really know how God was going to bring all children or whatever, how everything was going to happen before that. Nobody really knows. I mean, there was no stork that was going to drop some kid by, you know. But nobody really knows exactly how God planned it before Adam blew it and Eve blew it. Amen? We really don't know. But in this is what his recovery plan was. And so Eve became the portal of life through her womb for every, and it went on. So every woman born has a womb to birth children. Those are portals of life. Amen? And, of course, we know that the enemy wants to attack the male seed to be released in the female egg and come, you know, so it can't produce and come from the eternal realm. So that's why the enemy has abortion. That's why he's trying to kill children. That's why, you know, he's trying to stop a child from passing through the womb. It's called the portal of life in this temporary place. Amen? Of course, then you have homosexuals, lesbians, transgenders that cannot conceive. Amen? So that's preventing life from coming through the portal. Has everybody got it? And this has been going on for a while. First John chapter 3, verse 7. "Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Amen? Okay. Whoever has been born of God does not sin. Doesn't mean he won't make a mistake. Amen? In other words, that's fellowship with darkness, because sin is evil presence. For his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. The seed of the new birth remains, not of the womb. The seed is not of the womb. This seed is from Christ. When you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the seed of God is planted in you. This is where a person is what they call born of the seed. Amen? Jesus is now the portal of life, the womb of eternity, to all born of the Spirit. John 14, verse 1. Said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. And how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except for through me. In other words, Jesus is the eternal port. Amen? He's the portal of life. Many times when you hear people who have passed or died or and came back, they went through portals. They can tell you about it, how they were taken quickly and went through stuff. Because there's portals. Now, the enemy wants to open portals too. But there's only the portal of life from God. No other portal. Any other portal is not life. Amen? Go to John chapter 10, verse 1. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door is also known as a portal. The Bible says the gate is what? The gateway is what? Narrow. That's also a portal. But climbs up another way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door, that portal, God's portal, is the shepherd of the sheep. And to him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings them out, his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will all by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him. For they do not know the voice of the strangers. Now, this is vitally important. Go down to verse 7. And Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are what? Thieves and robbers, but the sheep do not hear them. I am the door. I am the portal. I am the port of life. Amen? I am the port of life. The thief does not come except to what? Steal, kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Again, this is powerful. The door is the portal. The Bible says many are called, but few are what? Chosen. Again, this portal is from the eternal reality into the temporary reality. Amen? 1 Pete chapter 1, verse 22. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. Having been born again, not of what? Corruptible seed, but incorruptible. Through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is a flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. Again, corruptible seed from the evil one. to open corruptible ports. Now, many ports are opened by the evil one through the shedding of human blood. They open ports. They open dimensional ports. They also open ports by their rituals and sacrifices of blood. Everything's associated with blood. That's why they like to create wars, because it opens ports. People don't realize that on the day of 9/11, when those towers came down, that opened up a dimensional port. New York will never be the same. Never. And what did they replace? They replaced it with another tower, but what they put in there, if upside down, because the things that the enemy puts things upside down, they put in there Mecca. Mecca was put in there, and they got water floating in there like everything's pretty and whatever, but it's actually upside down Mecca. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but Mecca's been flooded, bugged, grasshoppers, all kinds of stuff has been attacking the place. They have videos of people at this big event they were having in Mecca, and the wind was blowing. People were flying all over the place. I'd say that's God trying to tell them something. What do you think all of these floods are going on? All kinds of this weather, all of the stuff that's happening, the shaking and the quaking, is God's getting people's attention. Amen. And then, of course, we got the sting operation from God, setting up all the powers of darkness. All these corruptible individuals that are going to be exposed, removed, and possibly executed. But anyways, so then we've got these rituals and bloodshed. We got wars that create open portals. And then we got artificial intelligence that can do that also through their technology. But you can open your own portal, have access through worship, through praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues. But you got to be careful when you are doing it yourself, because distractions come. You got to be consistent to pass through. Hallelujah. Genesis 28. Now Jacob went out for Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set, and he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head, and he lay down in it to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached the heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. Was that a portal? Yeah. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and your descendants. Also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in it and in your seed all families of the earth shall be blessed. Wow. And in, why? Because it was a righteous seed. Amen. But he was also expressing the portal. Amen. The portal of life. Genesis 29, 21. Jacob got burned, but, you know, it all turned to the good. Then Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife, for my days of service have been fulfilled, that I may go into her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. Now it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to Jacob, and he went into her. And Laban gave his maid, Zilpah, to his daughter Leah as a maid. So it came to pass in the morning that, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this you have done to me? Was it not Rachel, that I served you? Amen. Why then did you deceive me? And Laban said, it must be done so in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. He didn't tell him that ahead of time, did he? So he worked 7 years, didn't he? Fulfill her week, 7 years, and we will give you this one also for service, which you will serve with me still another 7 years. Then Jacob did so and fulfilled her week, 7 years, and she gave him, and he gave him his daughter Rachel to as a wife also. And Laban gave his maid Bilhah to his daughter Rachel as a maid. Then Jacob also went into Rachel, and he also loved Rachel more than Leah. And he served Laban still another 7 years. When the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, he opened her womb. Who opened her womb? God did. But Rachel was barren. So Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, the Lord has surely looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. Boy, is that still going on today? Don't leave me. I'm pregnant. Then she conceived again and bore a son and said, because the Lord has heard that I am unloved, he has therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. She conceived again and bore a son and said, now this time my husband will become attached to me because I have borne him three sons. Therefore his name will be called Levi. And she conceived again. Boy, he was a busy man. And bore a son and said, now I will praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah. Then she stopped bearing. So God has the authority to open the womb and shut it. Does everybody understand that? And again, it depends on your relationship also in prayers. See, your prayer can open a portal. You know, many people are praying for children, this, that, whatever. And God can produce that child. But of course, you always want to ask, is it his will? Lord, is it your will? Or do you want me to adopt? Or do you want me to do something else? You know, so many people lose sight of that. You know how many children out there that need to be rescued? But they still want to have their own, but many people want to have their own seed. And as far as I'm concerned, if the child is born again, it's the seed of God. It doesn't matter who or where. Amen. Hallelujah. Now think about this. When Jesus was transfigured, that was a portal, wasn't it? In fact, when Jesus was taken, when he left after 40 days, he went through the portal. Again, we might not see it and understand it, but God is portals of life. Their life. And in these portals, but you can only, there's only one portal of life for him. Amen. But the enemy tries to open and shut portals all the time. And what we're seeing right now is God is destroying many of the enemy's portals because they're being exposed. God is removing their sacrifices because children are their major sacrifice to open portals. We got a teaching called Open Doors, which is open portals. And in it, it speaks more about the demonic arena trying to open a portal to you, open a door to access you through your gates, your eyes, your ears, through music, through things that you hear, amen, things that you touch and agree. The Bible, the Word tells us, don't touch and agree with things of a corruption, amen. So the enemy's always trying to access you. Because he's still trying to, remember, you and I we're pregnant all the time. We're birthing things from the Spirit. That's why when we're praying in the Spirit, we're birthing, we groan because we're birthing things from the true reality realm into this realm. It's coming through a portal, but we are the portal. Amen? We're that portal of life for God to bring forth those things that are not as though they are. Oh, hallelujah. Revelation chapter 1, verse 12. It says, then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with the garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, do not be afraid, I am the first and the last. And I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. I have the what? Keys of Hades and death. In other words, he's got the keys of all portals. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this. Oh, he holds all the keys of the portals. Again, God's portals are timeless. The enemy's portals are, they're running out of time. Amen? They're running out of time. They know their time is short. They're trying to do as much as they can. So we know right now that there's going to be all kinds of rumors, all kinds of things going on. They're trying to distract humanity. But God has got his soldiers closing their portals, shutting down their places, destroying their tunnels and ports, destroying all of their altars and images and idols and accursed items that also draw demonic activity. In Revelation 6 and verse 1, now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. I want you to know that seals represent portals. Why? Because when the seal is broken, a portal is open. And I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a white horse. And he was sat on, had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out and conquering and to conquer. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, come and see. And another horse, fiery red, went out, and was granted to one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that he should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. When he opened the third seal, again, these are portals that are opening, are being released now, aren't they? When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, come and see. So I looked, and behold, a black horse. And he was sat in it. He had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for denarius, and three quarts of barley for denarius. And do not harm the oil and the wine. In other words, financial. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, come and see. So I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And the power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. And when he opened up the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth. Then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were completed. So God's got a specific number before it ends. Amen? And he goes on in the sixth seal, and then when he opened up the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black and sackcloth and of hair, and the moon became blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by the mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from under the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath has come. And I'm not going to go into a seal of the seventh seal and so forth. In other words, seals are portals. Doors are portals. Amen. Again, there's portals of death and there's portals of life. And only God holds the portal of life. Amen. He holds the portal of life. That's why we're seeing all kinds of stuff going on. Portals are being shut of the enemy. Amen. In Matthew 7. In verse 7, and I'm going to close here. Asking it will be what? Given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be what? Open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be open. What will be open? Access. Or what man is there among you who, if the son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he be given the serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. In other words, sow and reap. For this is the law and the prophets. Verse 13. Enter the narrow gate. What's a gate? It's also a portal. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to what? Destruction. That's a portal of death. It's a false portal. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. Few who find it. You know, without being filled with the Holy Spirit, you ain't going to find it. I don't care how much word you have. I don't care how much word you know. It's the Holy Spirit that activates the word. Jesus was the word became flesh, right? And he didn't do anything until what? The Holy Spirit came upon him. Amen? Then he became the sword of the Spirit. But Jesus came and opened that portal for me and you. You and I have access to the things of the eternal realm. It says we're blessed every spiritual blessing, seated in heavenly places. Amen? And because of that, we have access. But it's access through righteousness, not through need. It's access through fellowship. Amen? Not through need. It's access through love, fellowship with him as a child of the Most High God. Knowing your identity is essential. It's not by works. You don't access by works. So many times people think, oh, because I'm doing all this, God. No, it's not how it is. Knowing him, to know him is everything. Amen? Remember, one of the things, the first thing the devil likes to come and steal is your identity. Who are you? Are you maintaining your identity? Are you maintaining your connection? Are you walking in a level of faith that can overcome? That's essential. It's not by works. It's who you know. Amen? It's who you know and how you grow. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that you seal your word tonight and grant us the wisdom to see and understand these portals of yours, Lord, and call destructive fire on every one of the enemy's portals in every country, nation, continent, island, globally, zip code, area code, dimension, and fold. We call destructive fire down on the portals of evil, no longer having access, wiping them from the face of the earth, Lord, and establishing your government, your kingdom, and your will in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.